It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Later on the Alabama baseball scandal, we'll talk to Kyle Peterson about what impact it could have on the Tide as this weekend and next remain. Three more weekends remain before the SEC tournament. Alabama currently in reasonably good shape for a high seeding, but without the head baseball coach. Meanwhile, over in Oxford, all eyes on the Rebels and what is going to happen with Lane Kiffin's situation, especially at the quarterback position. David Eckert covers the team for the Clarion Ledger. David, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So how has the spring gone in Oxford?
I appreciate you having me, Paul. Yeah, it's been a busy spring. Lane Kiffin never leaves you without something to talk about, right? So, the quarterback situation kind of dominating the headlines for sure with those two transfers. But then, you've also got a totally reconstructed defense as well with Pete Golding coming in. So definitely a lot to cover. But I do think it's been an instructive spring for us. We've learned a lot.
So how does the quarterback room look right now? And based on what you've seen, based on what you hear, and what can you tell us in projecting what it's going to look like in a couple of months?
Yeah, Jackson Dart, kind of the incumbent from last year, came out and said, hey, I'm operating as if I'm the starter. And, based on practice, it's the evidence kind of supports that. He's getting the majority of the reps. You look at who he's playing with. It does seem like he's the guy in the number one spot. And he's playing. He looked great in spring. He looked really good. I'm at the point now where I would be very surprised if it's not him. There's still plenty of time for that to change. The one caveat, I guess, to that situation is, Spencer Sanders was hurt, and he was kind of just coming off of that injury. In the spring, he was on a pitch count. They were limiting his actions. So, I guess if there is one thing that might, kind of cause some doubt there, that's probably it. But it looks like Jackson Dart to me.
David Eckert with us talking about the Rebels. I mean, the quarterback room is great. You got one of the best running backs in the entire country. Fill in the rest of the team for us, and then we'll get to the really good stuff, like what type of record the Rebels are going to have. First, the team. What does it look like?
It's, again, lots of transfers. The wide receiver room, you look at Trey Harris from Louisiana Tech, Chris Marshall, former five-star guy from Texas A&M, going to play a role there alongside returning Jordan Watkins. I think something that's maybe going under the radar nationally is I think their tight end room has a chance to be really good. I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end sets from them in the fall. With Michael Trigg, obviously really talented, didn't really quite click for him last year. And then they went out and got a Mackey Award semifinalist, Caden Prescorn out of Memphis, to kind of compliment him. So I think those two guys are going to be on the field a lot together. The question marks are on the other side of the ball, right? You lose two really talented members of your secondary to the transfer portal, alongside AJ Finley, who was kind of a longstanding figure there. On the defensive line, you're transitioning from a three-man front to a four-man front under Pete Golding. So, you know, that kind of creates a chain reaction of question marks throughout the entire defense. And I do think they're still going to do some work in the transfer portal. I think they have some pieces. They need some pieces that they don't have yet there. But, yeah, you know, offense looks great. I think it's going to be another very good Lane Kiffin offense. I'm curious to see what the other side of the ball looks like.
David, things could always be worse. What I mean by that is the schedule could include three road games against top 10 opponents. As it is, there's only two because LSU comes to Oxford this year after being there last year. But you know, playing Alabama early on the road, that's a top 10 team, top 5, 6 team, number 1 team late. And of course, Mississippi State on the road. I realize Ole Miss had a top 10 matchup with Kentucky last year. Doesn't seem like it anymore. But when you look at that schedule, and I'm sure you have, what do you come up with in terms of a reasonable prediction for the Rebels?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think they have a good football team, Paul, but you're right. The schedule is brutal. Don't forget about, you know, that fun little road game at Tulane, which probably looked a lot more winnable when they
– I just got a call from Lincoln Riley reminded me of that.
So, yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, I think, you know, again, I think it's a really good football team. You get that SEC West grind thrown in with that Tulane game, that road game at Georgia for one of their crossover games, I think – you know, I'm probably sitting around 8-4 with them. That's, you know, what I'm operating with at the moment anyway.
I realize whenever the schedule was made, maybe Tulane looked like an easy win, but how do games like that end up on the calendar when you have a big-time SEC school like Ole Miss going on the road to play Tulane?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's fertile recruiting ground for one. I think Ole Miss fans like going there. That's a lot of times it's in the Superdome. I don't know if this one will be, but I think that's a popular place to go for Ole Miss fans. They like when they play at Tulane. So, I don't think they were counting on them beating USC and having the season that they had last year. So, you know, and they've got a couple other games like that on future schedules, right? I think they're going to Charlotte, and then I think they've got a road game against South Alabama in down the line as well. So that's something they've been willing to do, and obviously there are benefits to it. But yeah, it's looking tricky right now for sure.
David, before you go, Kiffin addressed the end of last season. You know whether or not the Auburn rumors had a big impact. Nobody knows for sure, but. What is the state of the Ole Miss love affair with Lane Kiffin today with a brand new contract and all the rumors, at least for now, off the board?
Yeah, it's that's a really interesting topic, right? I think he's got to win some games this year. You know, I think Ole Miss fans are still very high on Lane. They still, you know, obviously he's a guy who's done great for their program. But there is, as you know, you can understand some simmering frustration about how he handled the end of last season, and obviously the losses, particularly, you know, you lose to Mississippi State, folks are not going to be happy around here. So, you know, it's I think he's got to win some games to retain that goodwill for sure. I think, you know, if they're going 5-7, 6-6, there's going to be some unhappiness. But for now. Still a really popular guy, and they're glad he's here for sure.
Well, he is very entertaining, especially for people like you, David, who cover the team. Many thanks. Appreciate you being on, David Eckhardt from the Clarion Ledger, with a very interesting account of Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels, especially the quarterback room. We'll continue updating you if there are any new information or bits of information. We've given you the commissioner's statement. We've given you Greg Byrne's statement. We're talking about the news of the day, a baseball firing just 3 weeks before the SEC tournament. More on that when we come back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back. Matt is up next in Tampa. Hello, Matt.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing today?
Very well. Thank you.
Good deal. Let me preface this. I am an LSU alum and a massive Tiger fan, so you'll see where I'm headed here in a second. About half an hour ago in the show, a guy from Louisiana named Dan called and kind of said that something that I've thought quite often, which is, LSU seems to expose Alabama in a lot of ways in a lot of different sports, especially even in football. They've won two of the last four between the two schools and won the second most national championships in football in the conference behind Alabama in the last two decades. Why did you kind of shoo him off when he said that?
I think it was more him than it was the subject, but yeah, I'm aware of that. I just don't think today. Now, he was trying to argue, and he gave some very faulty arguments by also including basketball in his conversation, which LSU basketball was not really on the map this year. While Alabama had the best team in the SEC.
No, thank God for women's basketball. I will give.
He may have confused women's basketball for men's basketball.
I gotcha. And then the second question that I've got, I know you don't have a lot of details. I think all of us who are LSU baseball fans, because you know how important that sport is to LSU fans, I think all of us are perplexed by this whole Bama gambling scandal, if you will, or the coach scandal over there, considering that Bama was such a heavy dog. I know that's blasphemous to say on this show, but in baseball, it's a different game than football. I just don't understand.
Well,
what
Matt, help me with
Alabama.
This, because I do not understand gambling on baseball, and other than winning the game, and if you're betting on LSU, you're probably taking very very long odds on winning much money. But there has to be, if you're just speculating, some connection. You don't fire a baseball coach this quickly, and I mean this quickly. This has been going on probably for 3 or 4 days without a significant amount of information that would lead you to believe he did something nefarious.
Yeah, I would have to completely agree. And, I hate to admit it, but obviously Greg Byrne has had a lot of success. They would have to have heard something that would have come down the pike that would have done him in and led to something of some sort of question.
Well,
the
first report of this was, 3 or 4 days ago, and I didn't pay much attention to it. We had a caller who did, that when some sportsbook decided not to take any more action, and then another one got in. So Alabama's been in the loop for a couple of days, and again, you're talking about a coach who was not in the news very often, but he was fairly highly regarded. In fact, I saw some comment from Byrne that one of the Alabama, the AL.com reporters, Michael Casagrande, dug up a few minutes ago from an interview with the Tuscaloosa News last year, where he said, "I love Coach Bohannon. He is extremely smart, works his tail off, recruits every chance he has the opportunity. And here's the key line: the culture within the program is really good." Really? I guess the culture with the players was good.
Yeah. They can certainly hit the baseball. I can tell you that LSU was certainly impressed by the way that they hit. I just, going back to the action or how you would set up, I mean, did they think he run shaved?
I mean, you have to chisel this down and think for action to be taken. It's one thing to put the coach under suspension, pending an investigation. To make the decision that they made would lead me to believe that they had incontrovertible evidence that he's in the middle of something, okay? I'm not privy to what that was, but if you understand betting and you understand all the different tributaries, there can only be a handful of things that he could have been involved with here.
Yeah, I mean, LSU is the number one, been number one since before the season started. It would be hard for me to think that he would have set something up, and I understand it's speculation, but he would have set something up to try to limit Alabama's offense when you're already playing a team that's heavily favored to beat you. It's just
To me, there would have to be proof of some connection between him or someone near him and some gambling entity.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, because you can't try to throw a game against the best team in the country. So you have to go the other way, and who knows what's – I don't know. Until yesterday, I didn't even know you could bet on college baseball. So I am way, way behind the curve here. Trey is up next.
Hey, Paul, did you happen to watch any of those games between Alabama and LSU?
No.
On the Saturday and Sunday game, I watched all three games. Alabama was up 3 and 4 runs late in the innings in both games. And even on the game in Saturday, Paul, he took out a pitcher that was playing pretty well, and he brought in almost 4 pitchers. I think it was the 6th or 7th inning, and those pitchers gave up 2 home runs, ended up walking in 4 runs, and hit 2 batters. That was all in one inning. So, Paul, my question is, if the coach was trying to point shave or win money on a game, and I'm not accusing, I'm just thinking here, so I don't want to start something. But
by the way, Trey, accusing at this point, you're not making that big of a leap, okay? I mean, way down the highway.
Well, no, I'm asking you, do you think maybe a player or two had to be involved with it also? That was my point, because that I've
well,
never seen that happen.
Let me offer this. We've had multiple reports that no players are involved. Now, hold on a second, though. I'm going to play the suspicious reporter. How does a reporter get that type of information when the story is just breaking? That means someone in the highest authority at Alabama leaked that story out. And I have a pretty good idea who it was.
I'm not saying that isn't true.
I'm just saying that could be spin. It wouldn't be the first time somebody at a university tried to spin a gullible media.
I understand. I'm just going by what I watch. But you know what, Paul, the saddest part about this is those kids and those players out there busting their butt all season to be deceived by someone that they trust and someone that recruited
them. Trey, we're
them.
Talking criminality here. We're not talking bad judgment.
Yeah, I agree. It's terrible. I feel bad for the players. I mean,
I do think you have to believe right now that there's no evidence, because if there was even a hint that players were involved, they wouldn't – we would know. And they wouldn't be in the lineup tonight. So I think the only thing you can do is watch the game tonight and figure out, is everybody playing? And I suspect everyone is. And we would know more than we know. I'm not sure you would be having a game tonight if players were under suspicion.
I just watched the game, Paul. It was just crazy how all that went down. It was crazy. But again, the ones I feel worse for. I mean, these kids go to college.
But, you have to hope that there's no cover up. There's no. All you can do is look at the most recent scandal that Alabama had and saw the difficulty of getting honest information from the people involved there. So whether that's a preamble to this or not, or a predictive element, I have no idea.
But Paul, I think the biggest thing to me, is parents send their kids off when to coaches that they trust and to, you know, mentor them, and that's just absolutely backstabbing the kids
that
you have recruited.
Trey,
and this
is why this is a serious deal. We haven't really spent much time on this aspect of it until, because I was out of town last weekend and didn't see the games, but Trey obviously watched them all. And you know, this is why you need good leadership. That's why you have to have people in charge, administrators, who are keeping up with everything that's going on. And the first hint that something happens, you have to be all over it. And, you know, is this the case? Being an athletic director nowadays at an SEC school, we're talking about a $2 million a year job. These are highly paid positions. These are coveted positions. And, you know, this is now the second major scandal in this calendar year at Alabama. And not only that, you had and was this a distraction? You had the deputy athletic director at Alabama. We haven't really talked about this story, who's gone on leave because of domestic abuse allegations. That story came out Monday. You know, was that a distraction? There are a lot of questions that need to be asked, and I'm sure the president at the University of Alabama, Dr. Bell, and the chancellor are asking those questions as we speak. We're not talking about your garden variety athletic department here. We'll take a short break. Back with more.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
And Rick is up next as we continue. Rick from Houston. Good afternoon, Rick.
Good afternoon, Paul. Hey, Paul, you know how Matt from San Antonio's calls always seem a little garbled at one point or another?
Yes.
You think any chance he's on a little Texas road trip with Bobby Petrino on the back of the motorcycle?
I think he's closer to Kinky Friedman.
He certainly seems to have a man crush on
yeah,
Petrino.
I got to tell Matt, Bob Petrino may help, but he's not the magic wand move by Jimbo. It's a good move, but you don't go from 5-7 to national champions because of Bob Petrino.
No, Petrino's wheelhouse is really, you know, the first one or two sets of scripted plays at the beginning of a game, and after that, a good defensive coordinator starts to figure it out.
True.
You all have a great day, sir.
Thank you. You be well. You take care of yourself. Lee is up next in Ohio. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I think you're pretty well spot on about the person that got fired. I think where there's smoke, there's fire, and I think you may not hear anything else. And again, you may hear something else about it. It's hard to tell at this point. But I think he had something to do with it. And on another subject, I just wanted to tell you that your show really promotes SEC football. I'm not the biggest football fan, but after watching your show for about 6 weeks, and I watch it almost every day, it will make me watch Alabama, LSU, Alabama, who they play. And I think it's because of your callers. They are so passionate about their teams, and that's okay. But up here in Ohio, you don't really see people that passionate. And everybody's for Ohio State up here. But after watching your show for 6 weeks, the SEC is very intriguing. I've always liked it, but I like it even more now. So that's what your show does for people, Paul. And I'll hang up and listen to what you got to say.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate your kind words. Josh is up next in Charleston. Hello, Josh. Thank you. Good afternoon. Josh, you there? Papa is up next.
Hi, Paul.
Good afternoon.
A wonderful interview you had with I-Man yesterday. He must be a real fine gentleman.
Are you asking me to answer you under oath or just among friends?
Well, just among friends.
He's a great person.
Good. I'm distressed. And real sorry about the problem they're having over at the university. You know, I don't pull for them, but I've got a lot of friends that do, and we've been there before, and I feel for them. I hope it works out for the best of the university and for the best of athletics in the SEC.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Lee is up next in Ohio. Lee, good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. I'm the second Lee from Ohio in the last 10 minutes.
Man, I thought it was Groundhog Day.
Well, your show has finally made the big time. But, Paul, I just wanted to make a point about betting that I want to make sure everybody else understands. To affect betting, a coach does not have to throw a game and deliberately lose it. All he has to do to affect the way bets are made is tell someone, this guy's not going to be here this week, he's coming home. This guy's not going to be here this week, he's got a grade problem, he can't pitch, he's on a pitch count. You know, outfielder's got a sore foot, no one knows it. That's all they really have to do to change the way betting goes. So I think that we're jumping to conclusions about fixed games when what it really might be is just a lot of inside information, which is bad enough as it is. I want to make sure everybody understands.
Yeah, I would
that
agree.
That's how
I would think. I would think that the damage here, if I'm just hypothesizing, would be something that happened before the game, not during the game.
Oh, absolutely. I absolutely think you're correct. That's why I want people to understand. It's probably some better found out, or he has a secret way of finding out. He knows a coach. He knows somebody in the organization. You know, our best pitcher's on a pitch count, or our best outfielder's really feeling badly because his girlfriend's ill, or something like that. That's all you really have to tell a bettor, and that will change betting suddenly, and they'll wait until just before the game to put their bets in.
Yeah, and nowadays with cameras everywhere, it may not be as difficult to come up with something like that as we think it is.
Well, I think you're right. The whole situation is sad for me. I'm an Alabama fan. I'm also a college baseball fan. Heck, I'm a Paul Feinbaum fan. So I think the whole thing is sad. I think we're going to find out later that, you know, that it's whatever it is, it's an ugly look for sports. But I really caution against thinking, well, this game was fixed or that game was fixed. All it takes is little inside information to change the way bets are made.
Well said. Thank you very, very much. Matt is in Kentucky. Matt, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Feinbaum. We've had our share of scandals up here in Kentucky for the last 75 years, so I don't want anybody from Alabama to think I'm sitting in judgment. The commentator I heard late last night on another radio station remarked that Alabama was, quote, allowed to score two runs. That closed the gap 8-6, and the spread was 2.5. Did I misunderstand him that they scored two runs late in the innings?
No, I don't think so. And by the way, I will be corrected almost immediately, but I don't think you bet baseball by runs, do you? Don't you just bet on odds?
Well, this commentator, it was out of I pick it up out of the Louisville radio station, but it's part of a national or regional link. I hear what you say, you're right, but this is, I'm trying to quote this guy as accurately as I can possibly do so.
Well, then that doesn't make sense, though. And it's way out of my expertise, which most things are. But I don't think if you fire the Alabama baseball coach, you have to do deductive logic and think what are the tributaries from him to any other entity that could have created this scandal. And he right now is the only person connected to it right now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll try to listen again to that sports show again tonight and catch that guy's name.
Well, we have a few more experts coming in, so I don't think that. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. AC is up next.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mr. Feinbaum, I did call up Hutchinson and Rich Wednesday, and I did call them up today. They did not take my call because they got scared. I mean, everybody in Boston is scared, and they should be listening to your station. I feel like every single sore loser should be listening to your station because you do a fantastic job, Mr. Feinbaum. And his name is Mr. Feinbaum. Look at football, the love season. I got to show you some love. You did not let me finish yesterday. I should have told you how much I love you. 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 I freaking love you, dude.
It's great to be loved, just for the record. Mitch is in Baton Rouge. Hello, Mitch.
Oh.
Hey, Mitch, go right ahead.
A gentleman, Trey, brought up a good point about Alabama players, the pitching, and that kind of stuff, and I know that could affect betting. If I'm correct, the Alabama Friday night starter was pulled before the game started, the suspected starter, because of back issues.
Okay.
Yet he started the next day. I think his name is Holman. I'm pretty sure about that.
Okay.
But he started Saturday instead of Friday, and I'm wondering if that could factor in all of this. Just raising a question.
Well, it could. I mean, there's nothing more important in baseball than the starting pitcher.
Sure.
And Friday night pitchers are considered the best in college baseball.
And I'm wondering if he didn't go up against Skeens purposely to sway the fact that the odds of LSU winning, and yet by Saturday his back was better because he pitched Saturday. So
I don't understand is that LSU would have been the prohibitive favorite anyway. So there are
right.
Many...
Well, I don't know if it was. I don't know if it kind of guaranteed the bet. You know, for people if LSU if they betted heavily, but I'm just raising that question now, kind of post-event. I just remember that happening and wonder if that factored in.
You may be right. Anything I say here is not correct because I don't know anything. We'll take a break. We'll try to get more information as we work our way through the next 2.5 hours. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And
Boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We're back. We'll give you an update at the top of the hour on the latest out of Tuscaloosa. The baseball coach fired today. We'll give you the reasons why, or as best that we know. Mike is up next. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Interesting show. Obviously, a lot of good speculation. And I didn't, like you, I didn't know you could even bet on college baseball. And I don't bet on anything. So, you know, everybody can take my money on that. But I got an interesting call, maybe 45 minutes ago. And very reliable sources. I won't take time to go into all that. But anyway, he was saying, you know, baseball is one of the most difficult games to throw. And he said that, he basically said that there's an over and under that you can bet on the number of steal attempts in a game. And that when you do not call any steals in a game and you tell your people to take an under, well, they all win. And evidently, there were two games that over 700 people bet the under on the number of steal attempts in a game for Alabama, and they all won. So whether that's real or true or not, don't know, but that's what I just heard. So,
Mike, are far more educated on the subject than I am, so I will defer. I have no idea.
Well, I don't either. It's sad. I don't know what the other guy was also saying. He didn't know how Greg's Burns going to survive this. And I will say there's a lot of people in the Alabama donor base that doesn't want him to survive this. They'd like for him to move on. There's a real popular guy down there, Shane Lyons, that you probably know.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. I know Shane. He was at West Virginia, wasn't he?
He was. He was 80 at West Virginia for a while, and I think G from Ohio State came in, and they didn't evidently get along, and G got rid of him. So he's back.
Yeah, Shane has a really – and I think that's the problem when you're Greg Byrne, is that he has been highly regarded, but things are going – he has had an absolutely miserable year from a public perception standpoint. And these things start to add up, and at the end of the day, the board looks at the receipts, and they're saying, you know what, this guy's we don't need this. And whether it's right or not, CEOs get fired all the time for what happens underneath them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll see if Byrne makes it or not. There's some other stuff that's going to potentially come out that'll if it doesn't sink him, that something else will.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that we know very much about this story right now. We know I caution the audience. I've seen a couple of tweets, no players involved, none of this. All this stuff is just being spoon-fed to try to mitigate the damages right now and to contain it to one person. It's possible only one person is involved. I'm hopeful if that is, then they have cut the head off of the problem, whatever that problem is. But if it goes beyond this one person, there's a big scandal.
Yeah. Well, supposedly, I don't know whether it'll come out or not, but there's some stuff about softball. It's not anything like this, but basically Byrne turned down $30 million in dedicated donations to renovate softball to try to compete with Oklahoma, and Texas when they come in the SEC. And Byrne basically turned them down. And
I can tell you Byrne's biggest problem, Mike. He had a lot of great ideas a couple of years ago, and he was raising a lot of money for basketball, for softball. And then what happened? Football needed all the money with NIL. And that's an issue on every campus right now, is that most things are on hold because the money has to go to paying the obvious, the players.
Right. Yeah. Well, coaching staff and NIL supposedly is what the problem was with the football team last year. So,
and I mean, hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Yeah. Very interesting stuff there. Dave is in Louisiana. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it short, Paul. LSU on Friday night's game was minus 245.
What does that mean?
You had to bet $245 on LSU to win 100. It's based on a $100 bet.
Okay, so that's
minus 245.
That's a big favorite, right?
45 minutes. Yeah, they were a big favorite. I wouldn't have bet it. That's too big of an odds. But 45 minutes before the game, Alabama coach pulled his Friday night starter out.
Okay.
And put somebody else in, which is not unusual. The starter could have had a sore arm or something. The problem is that the big money on LSU came in before he made the announcement.
Right. Yeah, Dave, I think based on what you're saying, if you had to point towards something, I mean, there could be I'm willing to bet you there is evidence that something happened here.
Yeah, inside information went out, and that's the
– So let's just speculate here for a second. Let's say, just for the sake of argument, I don't know this, the coach let someone know this information. Are you following me?
Well, it's pretty obvious to me. Yes.
Yeah. I don't think that's hard to figure out. That's a speculation, and I think it's probably heading in the right direction. Hey, that's really great information. I wish I'd watched the game as opposed to doing what I did. I would have been better prepared. We will take a break. We'll update you on the Alabama baseball situation scandal. We'll also talk some A&M football. And we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.